When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the movie podcast review of Bob Marley, One Love. My name is Shabazz and joining alongside me here are my two friends that, you know, we're all just jamming and vibing together. We're all spreading one love within each other. And that's Daniel and Anthony. Daniel, how are you doing today?
Listen, Shabazz, yeah, I just want you to know, don't worry about a thing because every little thing is going to be all right.
Ah, that took too long for you to say. I got sad in the middle of it.
Why did you get sad though? I was trying to reassure you that everything's going to be all right. We're going to have a great review.
We are going to have a great review.
I just want to let you know that. Three little birds.
Three little birds.
What?
Thank you. You didn't shoot the sheriff, right? You just shot the deputy, is what I recall as well.
I shot both.
Oh, that was actually Anthony. Anthony, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. If anyone's the sheriff and deputy, it's you two, and I shot you both.
Oh, wow.
Well, here we are. We're still here to tell the story. So that's
you survived. Still I shot you in the
here.
Arm.
Still here. But Daniel got shot six times in the chest.
Yes, I think so.
He
survived though. He survived.
Shay, how you doing though, man?
Oh man, I'm doing great. You know, I'm great. We're having a good time here. We're talking about some really, really cool things like movies, because we are the movie podcast. And of course, if you want to check us out even further, we have our show notes down below where you can learn more about us. You can check us out on Letterboxd. Anthony's using Letterboxd this year. So, I mean, that is reason enough to go and check us out on Letterboxd.
You know, honestly, I haven't watched a lot of movies this year.
Right.
The amount of times I've used Letterboxd has only been twice this year. So I'm looking forward to adding this movie to my Letterboxd.
Well, we can't wait to see you do it. I feel like I more reminded you to use it more than anything.
No, because I haven't watched anything. The majority of the stuff I've been watching is TV. So there's no TV section.
That's true.
But yeah, movies, I haven't watched any. It's coming. Hopefully, it's, you know, it's start of the year. Though. We're gonna get. We have one today.
Yeah,
we'll have more in the following weeks. But yeah.
But I guess like was the last movie that we went to go review together was right. it Mean yeah. Girls, right?
Forever
Which ago. Was yeah. a month ago. We watched it on January 8th, and we're recording this on February 7th. So yeah, it's wild. I mean, there's been no shortage of stuff that we've been talking about, but. Yeah, Anthony's right. I'm like, yeah, the last movie that you brought up Letterboxd on, Shay, was Mean Girls a month ago. That's crazy.
And if you want to spread some love and some cheer about that film as well, you can do it right in our Discord. All of our show notes and everything are below. You can leave us a comment on YouTube. We love reading comments. And even on Spotify, you can leave us a comment and also fill out a little quiz or survey. Not a quiz or survey. What is it? A poll? We're not quizzing.
We're not quizzing
it's a poll.
Now,
it's a
man.
Poll.
We're just a poll.
Polling people.
It's no, there's no very low. Like we're not asking a lot of you.
The barrier to entry is
no. You
very
know what?
Low.
I want a quiz.
There's no skill testing.
I
questions.
Want a quiz. Who like which of us do they like the most? Daniel, Shay, or Anthony? I want to know that status. That stat.
Do you? Are you sure you
that
want us
not
to?
I want to be last. I want
to
be last. I want to be last because I know it.
Maybe one of these days, maybe like on the main episode, we'll just be like, you know what? Yeah, let's get crazy. Let's put out a poll. Write the movie podcast.
tell us which episode you've hated the most.
That won't be good for our self-esteem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's really open up all of our wounds so you could you know, come for
yeah,
our
come right for our throats. That's why not? While you're at it. Of course, the movie we are talking about today again is Bob Marley, One Love, and it will be in theaters February 14th. So grab your Valentine and, you know, have some love spread around the world. And thank you again so much to our friends over at Paramount Pictures for inviting us to come watch this movie, directed by Ronaldo Marcus Green, and of course, starring Kingsley Benadire and Lashana Lynch. I almost said it. If you are a fan of the show, you know that we've had Kingsley on our show, and for some reason, we kept calling him Bensley. We gave him like this cool like nickname, like shortened his name and gave him like this.
Also, we didn't. I just want to confirm. We didn't call him his face.
Bensley.
No, No, we're just like, hey, it's just Bensley. We're just like, we just made the short form of his
exactly,
name for him.
Exactly.
It's for him to use if he wants to. We don't want to pressure you.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want to pressure you, Kingsley. But if you do want to use it, just make sure to shout out your friends over at the Movie Podcast for giving you that nickname, of course. So I don't want to take up too much time. I want to kick it right over to our first reaction. So Daniel, please tell us what you thought of Bob Marley, One Love.
I was really excited for this film going into it because I think Bob Marley, when you're looking at seminal figures in the music industry, Bob Marley is somebody that you know. It's, I think Bob Marley is part of pop culture in a way that not a lot of musicians really, you know, get in the zeitgeist about. Like everybody, no matter what generation, if you may not know all his songs, but you know the name Bob Marley. And I think that is such a testament to the career that he had, a very short career that he had when you really look at the grand scheme of things. But going into this film, knowing who the director was behind it, who was Ronaldo, who just gave us King Richard, I was like, okay, you know what? There's an opportunity to tell a story and to really, you know, pull the curtain down behind the life of this man, a man who I know through music, know through studying his songs and playing his songs and just being around that music. But do I know who Bob Marley is as a person? And I think this film, One Love, does a really good job of casting Bob Marley. I think Kingsley Benadire is phenomenal as Bob Marley. His performance in this film is what carries it beginning to end. He's very methodical. He's very just stoic in his presence. And I think you feel his presence throughout this entire film and spreading the message of love and peace and just unity. Right. And I think that's fantastic. What I think this film struggles with a little bit is telling a little bit more of a coherent story. I feel like we are jumping around a lot. There's a couple of different plots happening where, okay, we have a civil war going on in Jamaica. We have the story of Bob coming up as an artist. We have some flashbacks of him when he's younger, but you're almost wanting a little bit more of a through line of a story. Halfway through this film, though, it really took turned a corner for me, where I felt like, oh, this is more of a traditional music biopic now, where you're seeing him get his success. You're getting that classic montage scene. You're getting everything that you would expect to get in a music biopic, whether it's a parodied up to this point or not, where it's like he's in the boardroom with the music executives and they're telling him what you're going to do is never going to work. And then it works. And then you see the platinum records and you see all the cities that he's going to. And you're getting that. But I think the central figure of this film and the real heart of this film is Jamaica and the people and the story that he wants to tell to bring unity to the people of Jamaica. And I think when it starts to refocus on that in the second half of this film, I started to feel it a lot more. I started to get the message a lot more, where I think the first 40 minutes or so of this film is giving you a lot, and it's not giving you, you know, the music as much. You're getting the backdrop of the music playing, but you almost wanted to get in his head a little bit more. I wish we got to feel a little bit more what Bob Marley was feeling about what was going on in the world. Not that just it was bad and wasn't good, but you wanted to see the struggle a little bit more. And I feel this portrayal of him throughout the entirety of the film, while it's a really great performance from Kingsley, it feels a little bit more safer than you would want from a music biopic, where you want to see characters who are vulnerable and make mistakes. And I feel I was leaving this film, yes, I'm like, you know, I was entertained watching this film, but I feel like I don't know really any more about Bob Marley as a person. And I think that's what I wanted a little bit more from this film, is I really wanted to get under the skin a little bit more and learn who Bob was first and foremost.
Yeah, I think, you know, you touched on a lot of the great points there. And I think where a movie struggles is also with the team that's kind of behind it. And what's fantastic about this movie, though, is that the Marley family, the Marley estate, you know, Ziggy Marley himself is one of the producers, and so many of the other Marley family members are part of this film and somehow, which I think is great, because then you get a lot of stories, you get a lot of that authenticity that comes with it, but then also you lose a lot of authenticity as well, because sometimes you want to maybe give a really squeaky clean image of what it is you're trying to portray. You look back at movies like Bohemian Rhapsody, where the band Queen was like, no, Mike, we don't touch drugs. And I'm like, Oh, okay.
Like, drugs? No, no. We have families to go home to. Like we don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's bizarre. Then you have a movie like Rocket Man, where, you know, again, Elton John, really a part of that film, was super vulnerable, showed all the bad that he went through and did, along with what he was successful in. And I think what this movie kind of struggles with is it's telling such a squeaky clean story that you're just kind of like, okay, was it really all like this? And I think because of that, just like you said, you leave this movie not learning too much about the character that you probably didn't already know by listening to his music and just the people talk about in day-to-day about Bob Marley. And I think that's where I struggle with this film too, where I'm like, oh man, these are some great performances. But because the movie's so safe and it's just kind of glossing over some of these really big moments, you're kind of just like, yeah, it's fine, but does it leave a lasting impression? Does it make you want to love Bob Marley more than you probably did before? I don't know if it did that for me. Anthony, please give us your first reaction to Bob Marley One Love.
Yeah, you're right. I think Bohemian Rhapsody, that blueprint of a movie is very similar. Or if we take those two films, they're very similar to one another. It has the traditional, we're going to start off with the character, we learn a little bit about the backstory, we kind of go into the history of the music, and we end off with like a concert. And I truthfully knew Bob Marley. I know Bob Marley songs. I know who Bob Marley is. I know he's a passionate football player, and he wore, you know, Adidas and the Specials and Gazelles that he would wear. And that is my vision of Bob Marley and his messaging of one love, peace and love. That is a big part of my knowledge of Bob Marley. And going into this biopic, I was expecting a little bit more and a lot more to dive into who he really was. Because when you go through this whole film, there, my character, my vision of Bob Marley, who I know, is very similar to the character. And I really didn't know much more leaving. I think that you said it, Shay, like you don't leave this movie knowing more information about who he was. And I think there is a lot more to Bob Marley than just the one love. There are times where he gets angry in this film. There's one scene, and that's powerful. And those are the moments that I'm not looking for a dramatization and the drama that we love to like see, but I was looking for more of this person, this human who he really was, where he started, where he grew up, how he got to where he is. And I felt like it was just a very smooth gloss over of who Bob Marley was. Could that be because, you know, the whole family's involved and they're producing the movie and that's how they envision their father? Maybe in more capable hands of a writer, we could have approached his story non-traditionally, where we go through his stages of being shot or having his concerts and dealing with, you know, the cancer that he develops. How do we take that traditional film and, you know, morph it into something that's so different? Because I think of Rocket Man, I think of Jobs, I think of Oppenheimer, where you take the traditional story of a biopic, yes, but we kind of morph it into something different. And that's what, you know, Bob Marley is a god. Like, you think about the music that he's made and the generations he's touched. He's one of the most
influential musicians, right? Like, you could have him on a t-shirt. You could have him on a t-shirt and be like, you know, like Bob Marley, like you, that's like, it's synonymous just with music and with culture, like always, like you instant recognizability.
Yeah. And yeah, you want that in his movie. Cause yeah. Bob Marley, when you look at the music, he, you know, he started a new revolution of music, a music that I think a lot of people didn't know about. And when you think of music, you always think of artists are always reinventing themselves, especially in the music industry, because, you know, albums change from every artist, and they all sound different. And I felt like this is a movie where they could have took that idea and the idea of Bob Marley and kind of like made something their own. And they kind of stuck with the tradition.
I think when you have a movie that's also you know, pretty short. It's an hour 44 minute long movie. And while watching it, you're still like, oh, you can cut this out. You can cut this out. There's just a lot of lingering on a lot of moments and a lot of scenes that, you know, really like, it could have been 3 seconds long, but they really pushed out to 30 seconds. And it's just filling in and padding a time of maybe they didn't have much of a story to tell. And you wonder like, okay, is it because you just took a bit more of a safe route to tell this story that you're like, we're not going to go into any of the controversy. We're just going to go ahead, keep it as squeaky clean as possible and still make a short film, but still have just a lot of excess scenes in the movie. There's also points where there have full songs that play, and musicals usually a lot longer movies. Not saying that this is a musical, but there is a lot of music in it. And when you have a full song playing, it's still kind of like, wow, there's not much story you're telling here. You're really just pushing through it.
I just wanted to say that the, you know, when you involve the music producer and the people behind the scenes in your biopic, you know that there's something off, like you're following something else from the past. And when I saw the scene, because, you know, the manager, Bob Marley's manager is a lot, he's shown a lot in this film, but like his presence doesn't add value. He's not like this confidant to Bob. It's he's just there. So when you add like the corporate world to the music, it just felt so disconnected. And it felt like, okay, you're just trying to be the traditional type of biopic. You're just showing off, checkmarking the things.
Yeah. Like, here's the manager who's stealing money from them and who's dishonest to them. And it's like, it reminded me a little bit of again, another a biopic that I absolutely love, Straight Out of Compton, where it's like you're following these same beats. And I know this is just the reality of the music industry, is that there's a lot of shitty people in it, and a lot of artists go through those exact same issues where they start to rise to fame, they have the wrong people representing them, and they start taking money off the top, skimming money off the top. But when that plot point is introduced in One Love, it almost feels like a little bit of more of an afterthought. Because it's like, okay, we have to show that he's doing this, but he's not really shown throughout the film to be a super dishonest person. It just feels like one party, they decided, hey, guess what? He's also doing this now.
And it happens really late into the movie too.
Yeah, it's pretty late into the film. And it's interesting when you see that. And I think the biggest issue that I have with Bob Marley One Love is that it shows a lot of the who and it shows a lot of the what, but you don't get a lot of the why. And I think when we're introduced to Bob Marley in this film already as a seminal figure in Jamaica, and it's like, okay, but why is he like, why do people go to him? Why are opposing political leaders looking to him? Why are opposing people in the community looking to him to unite the country? What was it about his music? We know in the real world, like that his music brought people together, but you almost wanted to see that breakthrough in his country and then bring that to the world, because you get to see him bring that to the world in the latter half of the film. But when it's starting with like, okay, he's already established, he's already performing in the States, you want to know a little bit more as to, sorry, in Europe and everywhere, but like, why is he looked at in such a seminal way? And I think that's where I was missing a little bit, and you definitely get it later in the film, but I think seeing a little bit more of his rise to fame, even though that would have been a little bit more, again, leaning into the traditional tropes of a music biopic, would have been really helpful in a film like this.
There's a part of this story that you really like, there's a part of the story where I really was like, oh, I want to see more of this. And it's the identity approach, where you're just, he's having an identity crisis with himself. Who is he? Is he, you know, Jamaican? Is he someone else? And there's this part of this movie where you're really captivated by that. And I wanted more of that. I think that was if they took that part of the story and made it the central figure of who Bob Marley is, because who is he? I think that's what he was trying to figure out in this movie. And you see a little bit about it, you see a little bit of it, but it's so like here, it's like so disconnected from the rest of the film, where when you get to, you're like, okay, I like this part. And then you're back to, okay, he clearly fixed it really quickly. And I think there was more to that. I think as a writer or director, if you were watching this, that was the story right there. Who was Bob Marley?
the movie itself suffers from that identity crisis as well. Like it's trying to tell you a lot of different stories, but because it just wants to gloss over them, you're also left with just performances outside of Kingsley and Lashana that really just blend together and don't stand out much. Like you have a lot of background characters, you have a lot of people with a lot of lines that you just kind of forget about, or they just kind of pop in and here we're going to give some exposition to what's happening, or here's that big moment that's going to come up, let me just give you a little bit and then I'm just going to fade right back into the background. And it's great. Again, it's right. Great to see Kingsley and Lashana just really carry the film, but then everybody else just kind of just,
yeah,
you forget about them.
Yeah. And I think that's where I want to focus on next with this film, is that I think Kingsley, who we've seen do so many roles up to now, I mean, he was phenomenal in One Night in Miami, you know, he's great in Barbie for the small role that he was in. He's one of these actors that wherever he's starting to show up in things, he always brings such a powerful performance and presence. And he is so great in this. And like for somebody who is a lot taller than the man they portrayed, because obviously like Bob Marley, I think we looked it up, he was 5'6". King. And Kingsley's like, yeah, and Kingsley's like 6 feet.
Six
like,
one.
Yeah, he had like 6'1", like, but he just embodied those mannerisms. So when you see him like just vibing on stage and like you believe it. Like when I saw him, I didn't see Kingsley. I'm like, oh yeah, that's Bob Marley.
Absolutely.
Like, he is bringing such authenticity to that performance. And that's so great. And then Lashana Lynch is another person who anywhere she's showing up now, she's like, damn, she just steals the show no matter what she's in. She's just always so damn good. So they're really giving some great performances in this film and really carried the film beginning to end for me. I just wish they got a little bit more of the focus. There's a lot of that this film is portraying and showing all at once. But I think if we really narrowed into what worked the best, which is Bob and Rita, there's a really phenomenal story with them.
Based on the performances, I think, you know, we said that they're a standout. The supporting cast, not a standout. I felt like they were just not there. They were there, but they weren't really adding any value to these two characters. And it was always a struggle to understand why certain people were involved in certain things. We talked about the manager or even like the Whalers and how they really supported him. And it's just you find yourself wondering, could we have involved them more deeper, much more deeper? Because, you know, when you add Dan, who's maybe taking money from African princes or African people who are he's trying to get into a concert, there's a story there, but you're when you just throw to it and you don't go back to it, you kind of have this again, this disconnect.
I was trying to think, I'm like, man, what's the last, like, I know we had Weird that came out in 2022. Was that came out in 2022? Elvis was also 2022.
No, it was right? 2023, right?
Yeah. No, so we had Elvis
2022.
No, because yeah. 2022. Yeah. So it's like we got a lot of music biopics, and it's just interesting how you see a lot of them starts to just fall into the same like archetypes, into the same kind of formulas that we've seen kind of over and over again. And I think we'll obviously in our final recommendations we'll get to that. But for everything that One Love does so well, there's also a bunch of things that it feels like a remix of so many other stories that we've gone before.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's safe to say, let's get over to our final recommendations for Bob Marley, One Love. And Anthony, if you want to go ahead and kick us off.
I'm going to say Edit to Your Queue. I think it's a movie that's led by great performances, but the story is very, very bland and very basic. And I think Bob deserved a more richer, more detailed, more inspiring and more like, even though it's authentic, but I just wanted just a much more deeper story to who he was. Because after coming out of the theater, I loved listening to the music in the movie more than I loved that movie.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Add to the queue, I think there's these two great performances in this movie, but beyond that, the movie doesn't give you much meat to really chew on. And you're kind of just like, oh, this is a movie that would be on TV and I'd be watching it kind of halfway through and be like, oh yeah, I've seen that. So that's kind of where I'm struggling with it. But Daniel, please take us home.
I'm right there with you guys. We're going 3 for 3 added to the queue. I think there's some great performance in this. But I really wanted to leave this film like on fire, to be like, yes, like I want to learn more about Bob Marley. I feel like I know who he is as a person. I know why.
I want to spread love.
You know, like I know why he took the world by storm and why he was the guy that really helped bring unity and spreading that word, that message of unity and love to the world. This film didn't showcase why. It gave me a lot of great performances, some great moments, and obviously some incredible music. But I really wanted to leave knowing more than I did going in. So with that, add it to your queue. I think this is a film, just like Shay said, you catch it on TV on a Sunday afternoon, I think you'll have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, of course, there is more discussions to be had about any of the movies that we talk about here on the show in our Discord. You can go ahead and join that down below. Make sure you leave us a comment either on YouTube, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to us. Give us 5 stars if you can. You know, a like and a heart and a love goes a long way. And if we've learned anything from the great Bob Marley, it's just got to spread love, you know, one love. That's all we got to do. Of course, we also have launched our Patreon. So all that information is down below. There are a lot of questions you probably have. And guess what? Our Discord is a great place to ask those questions. That was This Time with the Movie Podcast. And we'll see you next.